This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I have a little bit of a mischievous smile on my face as I hit record. I sort of feel like I need a Dick Vitale intro, like, are you ready to rumble? Because you can thank me for that later. That was special. Free one just for you. Little entertainment to start things off. I'm taking the gloves off today. I'm kind of ready to throw down. We are going to shake things up, which happens around here every once in a while. But here's what happened. I have something really, really, really strong on my heart and on my mind, and I've got to lay it out there because while this message might be hard for some people to hear or internalize, I really think that for those who are willing to suspend their own ego for a few minutes and let this sink in, I really believe that this can be an absolute game changer. This is kind of Elizabeth unplugged, uncensored. I might yell, I might curse. I should have named this episode Fiery with a Side of F-Bombs. I'm kidding. There won't be any F-Bombs, I think. There won't be any F-Bombs. This is a family show. What I want to do today is kind of take on negativity, really. It might be a one-woman fight because it's me against a lot of negative people, but I am willing to fight hard because this negativity is so pervasive. This constant focus on what is hard, on what is wrong, on what is lacking. No wonder so many people are unhappy and not making progress towards their goals, because what you focus on, you feel. And when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. And I cannot tell you how many of you reach out arguing for your limitations, basically justifying your barriers, fighting so hard for them that you've convinced yourself that that is what is holding you back. This morning, the morning that I'm recording this, I shared on Instagram and Facebook asking the question, how aligned are your intentions and your attention, right? If we want to lose weight, that is our intention, but oftentimes our attention is on frustration, limitations, temptations, and when that happens, our intention and our attention are polar opposites. And at the risk of frustrating you guys and coming across as preachy, maybe, but I think the potential benefit exceeds the risk, so I'll take it. You are way too fortunate to be so negative and unhappy. Period. Period. And you're probably so used to focusing on the limitations, the frustrations, the obstacles, the struggles, that you might not realize, you probably don't realize, that that's what you do the majority of the time. I really feel very strongly that the ability to improve our physique, our food choices, and our health is one of our greatest blessings, and we need to start acting like it. Do you know how many people have things that they don't like about themselves that they just can't change? No matter how motivated they are, they just can't. Maybe they're an amputee. You can't just wish to grow your arm back. Or maybe they have a chronic terminal illness. There is no amount of motivation that can bring them back to their original state of health. Or maybe they have a mental disability, or they're deaf, or they're blind. You want to get healthy, and you can. So for the love of Mike, please stop acting and talking and thinking like it is such a burden. It is not a burden. You choosing to act like it is a burden, that is a choice. It is a blessing, and you can train yourself to be positive, and I believe with all my heart that that is the single best thing you can train yourself to be. Not a runner, not a CrossFitter, not an athlete, not a fitness competitor. The best and most impactful thing you can train yourself to be is positive. I'm not kidding. I really believe that is the most powerful thing you can train yourself to be. You're keeping yourself locked in a state of health and a state of being that you don't want because you think yourself there. So many times people tell me, I'm stuck in a rut, or I fell in a rut, or I fell off the wagon, or I fell off track. Dude, you didn't fall anywhere. Nothing happened to you. You didn't get stuck anywhere. You chose your way to where you are now, and you can choose your way out. Nothing passive happened to you. Nobody pushed you into putting Twinkies in your mouth, right? Like, nobody tied you to a wall and put that stuff in your mouth. You didn't fall anywhere. Nothing happened to you. You chose your way to where you are, and that's not bad news because you can do the same thing to choose your way out or up or across or through. And lots of people say, well, Elizabeth, it's hard. Okay, that's a perspective that you choose to have. Does it help you to have that perspective? The alternative is that you can see it as a challenge. I'm taking this on. I'm going to prove to myself that I can do hard things. Or the other perspective is you can see it as a micro decision. Hey, I've just got to make one good choice, right? It was one choice and then another choice and then another choice that got me to where I am now. So all I got to do is start with one good choice. I've got that. One good choice. The stress, the negativity, and the overwhelm are feelings we manufacture. We create them. We create them with our negativity, guys. These things that make us so unhappy, so frustrated, we manufacture them with our thoughts and our words. There's this, I guess, theory, or I don't know what to call it, but a scarcity mindset. Scarcity as the way we see the world, the way we see our lives, and it is appallingly pervasive. And I'm taking it on, right? The scarcity mindset is like, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough willpower. I'm not thin enough. I'm not making progress fast enough. I'm not consistent enough. I don't have enough money. I don't know enough. I'm not motivated enough. We've convinced ourselves of not enough in everything. We're not enough. We don't have enough. We don't do enough. Whatever it is. And that is the very reason that we're not getting what we want. There's every reason in the world that you can. You're just in the habit of talking yourself out of your power. Shift. Now, commit to retraining your brain because it is the most powerful, high-impact thing you can do to change your entire life, and I am not overstating it. There's a book, Daring Greatly, I've mentioned it before, by Brené Brown, and she talks about how we tend to begin and end every single day with not enough. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough fun, not enough love, not enough indulgences, but not enough progress, didn't get enough done. And we're keeping ourselves from reaching our true potential because all we focus on is lack, not enough, frustrations, barriers. Stop. Shift. Change your perspective. Decide that the training you are entering into is the training of your mind and your attitude and your perspective because that is the most powerful and high impact thing you can do in your life. The emails that I get, and I get, oh my goodness, so many, and I love it. Don't stop. They fall into one of two categories. Number one is passive and hopeless, and it goes like this. I've fallen in a rut. I'm out of control. I don't know what to do. I'm an emotional eater. You're my last chance. I'm disgusted with myself. I'm afraid of failing. I'm trying to make healthy choices, but I can't. It's too hard. I lose control. That's one. The other is, I got a history of failures, but I am changing, and I'd love your help. And I'm going to do this. And I can't wait to take this journey with you, Elizabeth. And I'm grateful for your help. And I can do it one choice at a time. I've got one choice in me. I can do anything one time. The past is the past, but I'm on a new day. The facts in both situations are the same. A history of yo-yo dieting, a backlog of failed attempts, a lack of confidence, a desire for something more. But the perspective is wildly different. The perspective is a choice, and the people who are successful are not the ones who are arguing for all the reasons why they can't, why they haven't, why it's hard. You don't get there with that attitude. I cannot tell you how many people are going through every single day seeing the world and themselves through a lens of negativity, and more often than not knowing that they are doing it. You cannot have a positive life with a negative mind. It is your filter. It is your lens. You can't see the world as red when you're wearing blue glasses. You can't see your future as positive when your perspective is negative. There are so many positive things in your life that you are not achieving because all you see is the negative around you. And if those positive things fall into your lap, you probably won't even recognize them because you're so full of doubt and you're saying, well, I don't have time to do that anyway, or I don't have enough money for that, or I couldn't maintain that. Your lens is skepticism and negativity. I mean, I want to address the thousands of people who are listening right now who don't want to be negative, but they're not sure how to stop. It's their default. It's just the first thought that comes to their mind is why they can't, why it's hard, why they're frustrated. And I know it's hard to admit that about yourself. That's why I said the key to this episode is going to be your willingness to suspend your ego and be like, as much as it hurts to say it, I am really negative. I do talk about my barriers. I lead with why I can't instead of why I can. So I'm talking to you if you're able to suspend your ego enough to realize, yeah, that's me. You might be like, I don't know how to change. And I understand that because I was in the same position. Don't think that like I was always Pollyanna. I don't even consider myself Pollyanna now. But the reality is I was obese. I was depressed. I viewed myself and my life and my ability to change through a negative lens. And guess what? It wasn't until I trained my mind that I was able to change my body. And one of the big things that I did after that, and I'm just speaking frankly, like some of you guys might not like to hear this and you might be like, really, Elizabeth, this is where you went. This is what's real. How do you do that? Honest to God, if you're really thinking and if you don't want to change it, that's fine. But if you're listening and like, okay, I want to change that. How do I do it? My honest, non-pitch opinion is invest in breaking barriers. I've talked about it before, and it's funny because last weekend, to the folks who are on my VIP list, I sent out a survey and I basically asked, you know, what are you guys struggling most with? 70% of you so far of thousands have said mindset. And I was like, you know what? Shame on me for not talking about breaking barriers more, because every person that goes through it is like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna continue going through it. I've been really honest with you guys that I created it for myself, for my own psychological limitations, for my own negativity. And even though I created it, I go through it by myself every 6 to 8 weeks. Why? Because I need it, because life is hard, because there are challenges. And I'm hesitant because I do so much for free. Sometimes I don't talk about the stuff that I've put together that's quite frankly, really high impact. And so if you want to change your mind, and I really believe it's a prerequisite for changing your body, if you're struggling with negativity and doubt and all of this skepticism and scarcity, just to speak frankly, you need to take breaking barriers. You just do. It makes a difference. It is a fantastic tool to ditch the negativity, to ditch the all or nothing mindset, to understand how and why and where you're holding your back, and to stop. You can do it. Or you can think about why you can't and why you shouldn't, why you won't bother. But then ask yourself, with that choice, am I creating more of what I want or less of what I want? Right? I mean, that's just you can think, I can't, I shouldn't, it won't make a difference, I don't make a difference, I can't do it. Is that mindset creating more of what you want or less of what you want? Is it carrying you to where you want to be or is it not? That's just, you know, sometimes we need help with our perspective. We don't even recognize how defeatist we are or how negative we are. And that's why I created Breaking Barriers, to help train you into a mindset of abundance and expectation and of seeing your potential. Because if you don't see it, you can't claim it. If you don't see that that is a possibility for you in your life, how the heck are you ever going to get there? You're not. You're not. Right? A couple weeks ago on Instagram and on Facebook, I posted one of those pictures, you know, where like there's multiple things you could see. If you look at it one way, you see a black vase. If you look at it another way, you see a couple of white faces. I've shared this with you guys before, but basically the point of sharing that was when we focus so much on one thing, what are we not allowing ourselves to see? When we focus so much on how tired we are, how stressed we are, how little time we have, how little motivation we have. When we focus on those things, what are we not allowing ourselves to see? When I'm complaining about this or justifying that, What am I not seeing that is very real? I recently started my most recent group coaching, and in the first couple of days, everybody's introducing themselves, and it was so enlightening for me to see how people introduce themselves. I didn't say, tell me about your dieting history. I didn't say, why are you here? I just said, introduce yourself. And so many people said, you know, I'm Susan and I'm an emotional eater. Or I'm Sarah and I really struggle with binge eating at night. What they do, they're claiming as who they are. That's not who you are. Maybe that's what you've done, that's what you've patterned yourself to do, but that's not who you are. You are not an emotional eater. You are not so negative. What you do or what you've done is not who you are, and it's not what you're capable of. You're here. You're listening. You have a new day today that wasn't guaranteed to the thousands of people who did not wake up today. You have the opportunity in front of you to make a good choice. It doesn't matter how many thousands of bad choices you've made in the past. It's a new moment. This is a new moment. A lot of people, and this is where it gets tricky, guys. A lot of people, and I see this with my one-on-one clients and in my groups. I see it in the emails I get from you guys and the comments on social media. A lot of people are attached to their limitations. It's like ego, or it's pride, or it's fear, it's defensiveness, self-preservation. What happens if I stop saying, oh, I just don't have time? Does that mean I have to acknowledge all the time I waste? What limitations are you attached to? Because it's one thing to argue, I don't have time, I don't have motivation. But what I want you to really think about is how attached are you to that? So many people get defensive when I say, you have time. You can create motivation. Your past doesn't define your present. And then they like argue for the limitation to prove it to themselves because giving it up is scary. Many people are attached to the argument that they're too busy and they don't have enough time. Let go of the attachment and create time for what's important to you. We all have the same amount of time. It's just what we choose to do with it based on our priorities. Lots of people are attached to the limitation of their past, their failures. Why are we talking about it still? It's a new day. Okay, I've got a backlog too. Who cares? Got nothing to do with my potential and it's got nothing to do with yours. Talk back to the voice in your head with the voice of your vision and the voice of your goals and the voice of what you want for your life. When that voice of what you've always done starts telling you about how hard it is and how unlikely you are to change, talk back to that voice with the voice of your vision, what you want for your life, because you've only got one. Talk back to the voice of your past self with the voice of your future self. It is the only way to get there. It's the only way to get there. Did bad things happen? I mean, of course, yeah, absolutely. So? What good can come from it? What opportunity is it? Maybe it's a practice. Maybe it's an opportunity for you to show yourself just how freaking strong you are. Because I think you need to prove that to yourself. So when a challenge comes up, hey, there's your opportunity to prove just how strong you are because you need to prove that to yourself. Bad things happen. Here's the wonderful thing that most people don't realize. I mean, and I'm not being cheeky. I really mean this. Like when you're sick or there's a death in your family or you're up all night with a sick kid or a restless kid, that doesn't force food in your mouth. Stress and chaos do not put food in your mouth. You do. So when you're arguing for why the situations in your life are keeping you from making good food choices, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. You are keeping you from making good food choices. Stop looking outside yourself to blame it on your job, to blame it on your kids, to blame it on your spouse, to blame it on your past. You have the answers. It is your life. It is your choice. It is your potential. It's your potential. I've shared with you guys before one of my favorite stories about, it's probably made up, but it doesn't really matter. The point is still strong. It's the story
I guess I shouldn't start a story with, it's probably made up, but the point is still strong, whether it is or whether it isn't. There was this ship, right? Like a big ship in the ocean. And I always worry when I say things like the word ship, if people hear the P or maybe they hear something else. But, you know, like a big boat with a staff. Anyway. And on the boat was a rookie sailor. He was like the new guy, the greenhorn, if you're a fan of Deadliest Catch like I am. I used to want to be a lobster boat fisherman, but that's a whole other story for another day. So anyway, greenhorn, new guy on this big ship with a P. And there was a storm. So, because he was the new guy, when somebody had to climb up the super tall mast, they sent the new guy in the storm with the boat rocking. So he's like, all right, I can do this. And he starts climbing up the mast, and he's pretty high up, you know. He's maybe the equivalent of like two stories off the deck of the boat. And he makes the mistake of looking down. And he sees the boat rocking, and he sees the water just, like, totally chaotic. And all of the turmoil below him, the moving water, the rocking boat, the storm, makes him lose his balance. And so there's a nice, more experienced sailor down on the deck, and he sees what happens. He sees that this young rookie kind of looked down and lost his balance, and he screams up at the kid, and he says, "Look up! Look up!" And the kid, the greenhorn, he looks up and he regains his balance. And the focus is what causes us to lose our balance. When we look down, when we see the storm, when we see the turmoil, when we see the chaos, we lose our balance and we get overwhelmed. Look up. Focus on where you want to go. Don't focus on where you came from, right? Don't focus on where you came from. No amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of anxiety can change the future, but both will rob us of the opportunity to take advantage of the present. The time you spend on guilt over yesterday, or guilt over this morning, or guilt over what you've done with the last 3 years, it doesn't change the past. And stressing over what's going to happen next week, or next month, or next year, or later today, doesn't change the future. They just rob us of right now, and that is lethal. I want to challenge you to really pay attention to how attached you are to these limitations that you argue for. I want to challenge you to train yourself out of being so negative, out of having this scarcity mindset. And if you need help, take help, because this is the single most impactful thing you can do for your life, for your family, for your career, for your health, for your physique, for your happiness. If you need help, email me. Better yet, take Breaking Barriers. That's what it's there for. That's why I created it, because I understood that my yo-yo dieting wasn't about food. It was about the fact that I kept telling myself that I was fat, that I kept telling myself that I wasn't motivated, that I kept telling myself that I couldn't do it. But how do you overcome that when that's just all you know? With help. With practice, with a decision that this is not a burden, this is a gift, this is a blessing, and by God, stop being so negative. You're too blessed to be so negative. You're just too blessed to be so negative. And it's keeping you stuck where you don't want to be, and it's preventing you from claiming the life you could have. Drops the mic. What I ate yesterday. Appropriate transition, keeping it cool. Speaking of cool, I actually started the day yesterday with cold brew coffee. As it warms up, I tend to prefer the cold brew. It's less acidic, it's got a bold flavor, and it's cold. And then I did a stir fry of chicken, carrots, onions, and bell peppers over cauliflower rice. And then I had a couple tablespoons of almond butter before I hopped on a webinar. I was feeling a little bit hungry. And dinner after the webinar, I think I was kind of just tired and there was a basketball game on. I just did a salad with some canned salmon, and I made a dressing of equal parts MCT oil and balsamic vinegar with some salt and pepper in there. So that is what I ate yesterday. This episode might be one you want to listen to a couple times over. And again, I say all of this as a means to encourage you, never to discourage you. So anyway, I love you guys to death. I'm so grateful for you listening, and I'm here if you want help. And I'll be the first one to point out when you're arguing for your limitations, because when you do that, you get to keep them. See you guys soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.